If you have a wet basement, you've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyFit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Aero Fasteners, and Kohler Power. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You're working inside, you're working out, dealing with a roof, working on some outdoor decor for the holidays. Whatever's on your to-do list, you can move it over to ours by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com by clicking on the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, now that we are in the roughest weather season of the year, it's a good time to plan for roof repairs or replacement that might be needed to keep your home dry. But here's the thing. Which should it be? Can you repair it, or do you have to replace the roof? We're going to tell you how to make that call.
And your washer and dryer may clean your clothes, but they can also be a source of major leaks and even fires if they're not operating safely. We've pulled together a few tips to help keep them humming happily along.
And with winter approaching, now may be a great time to think about upgrading your HVAC system. We're going to share new technology and heat pumps that deliver efficient heat down to minus 13 degrees.
But first, we want to help you guys get those projects done. What are you working on? How can we help you? I hope that you guys have had a lovely Thanksgiving and you're just relaxing this weekend, maybe decorating for the holidays. Well, whatever it is, give us a call. Let's lend you a hand. Maybe we'll give you a leftover recipe, too.
There you go. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button, and those questions are coming in. So, Leslie, who's first?
All right, we've got Tony on the line who's dealing with a super noisy neighbor. Tell us about it. Hopefully we can help quiet things down.
She just likes to stomp on my ceiling and just trying to figure out what I can do to make it a little bit more quiet on my side.
A ceiling stomper, huh? I tell you what, that is tough. Is this a new problem? Did she change her flooring or anything like that?
She says she didn't. I confronted her and the landlord, and, she swears up and down she didn't, but neither, we couldn't see it.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to do anything when you're underneath a noisy neighbor like that. What could be done is on her side of it, and that would probably involve a new type of flooring that has a sound-resistant underlayment underneath it. You're never going to get rid of all the sound. Now, if you can't do that, you could put down throw rugs, area rugs, that sort of thing. But again, you're kind of asking people to do this just for the good of the order, and there's no way to force them to do it. So I don't have any good solutions for you because sound deadening usually starts above. Even if you were to insulate that ceiling, that wouldn't be your job to do if it's an apartment, and
right.
That would take an investment on the part of the landlord, and I doubt the landlord's going to want to do that.
Did I mention that on my side is ceramic tile?
Ceramic tile where? On your floor?
In my living room, yes.
Yeah. Well, look, if you want to soften some of that sound, Leslie, probably having some furniture or wall coverings would kind of help deal with that echo issue, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you didn't mention having area rugs. So with a ceramic floor like that, having an area rug is just going to help sound deaden your own space. It kind of just absorbs a lot of that sound that's going on and the reverberation from what's going on upstairs. So definitely add a rug or two if you can. You know, if you don't have any window treatments, put some up. The more things you have in each room, I'm not saying get it all cluttered. I'm not saying make a mess of your space. I'm just saying add some soft goods. That can definitely help absorb some of that sound. And I know a lot of guys are like, but I got a leather sofa. That's also like a ceramic tile floor. Leather's just going to send it right back into the space.
Now
again.
You're messing with the guy's man cave, Leslie.
I know. I'm sorry. But definitely think about things that can help absorb some of that sound. And, the softer, the better.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. I hope that you will decide to quiet down for the good of the order, Tony.
Me too. You guys have a good day.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Now we're going to Gina in Massachusetts, who's got a question about the heating at her home. What's going on?
Okay, so I have a rental property, two-family, and I'm updating the boilers. It's gas. And I was going to go with the regular boilers, which are 85% efficiency, and keep it going through the chimney. Or I was going to do the combis, I guess Lochinvar, and they're indirect. I guess they go outside.
Yeah, high-efficiency direct boiler, right, okay.
My plumber's kind of saying that I should get liners in the chimney and keep the chimney hook up and the water heaters.
Yep.
And then I wouldn't get the rebates, and I wouldn't get, you know, the 0% interest from from National Grid, Mass Save. However, the combis, they're saying that they need more maintenance, and that's what my problem is, that they don't last as long, and they require more maintenance. So that's where I'm at.
I don't know if that's true, but is the combination boiler, the high-efficiency one, going to be a lot more expensive?
No, it's going to end up, after the rebates, it's going to end up the same amount of money.
And there's no question in my mind at all. I would definitely go with the high efficiency. That's definitely the right thing to do.
The ones that have the combis, the ones that have the water heater.
The direct vent, yes, and direct vent system, yeah. I think that's really smart to do. And this way, because he's right, you have an old house with an old chimney, you probably have to line it if you put even the 85% new boiler in. And, you know, listen, why continue with the old technology when the new technology is there? You have the opportunity to have rebates. It's probably being subsidized by the utility company because generally they're a lot more expensive. That's what I thought you were going to say. But if they are helping to keep those costs in line, I would definitely go high efficiency.
It definitely it is more expensive, but after the rebates, it's the same.
That's what
so.
I mean. Yeah, because you got great rebates. Yeah.
Okay.
So I would definitely take advantage of that. That's a good opportunity for you.
So you haven't heard that they need more maintenance?
No.
Okay.
And that's, frankly, you know, we see all the new equipment that comes out now, and that to me sounds like maybe a bit of a rumor. But I really don't think it's true. Sure, you know, they could break down like anything else. They're more mechanical than the basic systems, but they're high efficiency. So even if they do need a bit more maintenance or an occasional extra adjustment, I wouldn't worry about it. I would definitely do that and enjoy the efficiency. It's going to raise the value of your home, and it's also going to cost you less to heat it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hope you guys are chilling out at home this holiday weekend, relaxing with family and friends. Well, whatever you're doing, maybe you're taking on a project, let us lend you a hand or just give you an idea for next weekend. So give us a call. Let us know what you'd like to work on. Coming up, some roof leaks are fixable and others are a sure sign that that roof needs to be replaced. We're going to share the signs that signal which way to go when the Money Pit returns.
Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. LuxRock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years.
They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? Maybe you're just relaxing, or maybe you're thinking about a project. Well, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. All right, now we've got Scott on the line who needs some help with a patio. Tell us what you're working on.
Yes, I had a patio put in about 2 years ago. It's a stamped concrete patio.
Okay.
The concrete was dyed gray.
Okay.
It looks great. But I have a crack in two spots where it's a small hairline crack, but it keeps getting bigger, and I'm not sure what to do for the repair.
So you can get gray silicone caulk. I know this because I just bought a couple of tubes myself for a kitchen project, but silicone is perfect for inside and out, and it's sometimes a little hard to find. I have to find mine at Home Depot, but it wasn't easy, and I wouldn't expect that you can go to any Home Depot in the country and find it. But you certainly could order some online. But I would try to use a gray silicone caulk. The problem with dyed with concrete that's dyed, if it was dyed all the way through, I could tell you how to create little concrete dust that was the same color of it. But usually it's dyed on the surface, so that's not going to help you. That's
it's dyed the whole way through.
It was dyed the whole way through.
The concrete is dyed the whole way through.
So here's a trick of the trade. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
If you can expose an edge of that concrete that you don't care about, I mean like a side of it, and if you could lay in maybe like a piece of foil to catch the concrete dust and then take a masonry drill bit and drill into the side of that in an area, again, you don't care about, and let that concrete dust get into the foil so you're capturing it now. So next, you could do that silicone caulk into the crack and then sprinkle the concrete dust on top of it and with your finger push it in a little bit. So basically what you're doing is you're giving the silicone will stop any more water from going in there, but the concrete dust you put on top will match this concrete that surrounds it. Does that make sense?
And then do I just put like the concrete sealer on top of that?
You could if you wanted to. Yeah.
Okay. That's perfect. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, Scott, and let us know how you make out. Okay.
Sure will.
All right. Take care now. Well, now that we are in the roughest weather season of the year, it's a good time to plan for roof repairs or replacement that might be needed. But which should it be, repair or replace? Well, here's what you need to know to make that determination.
Yeah, first of all, you've got to evaluate the wear and tear. Now, roof shingles are generally cotton or glass fiber that's covered with an asphalt coating. And as the sun heats that roof, the asphalt starts to dry out. So you want to check your roof for signs of wear and tear. You want to look for cracked or curled or even broken shingles. And if the worn section is limited to just a small area, then you can repair it. But if the entire roof looks this way, replacement is going to be the best way to go.
Now, next up, it's really important to understand layers. If you do need to replace your roof, you can usually add one additional layer of shingles for a total of 2 layers. Doing tear-offs, though, is not such a bad idea, even if you have only one layer. Second roof layers do not cool well in the summer, and therefore they wear out quicker than single roof layers. So if you got 20 years out of your first roof layer, you're probably only going to get 15 out of a second. So if you're going to be in that house for a while, we recommend always removing the original layer of roof and starting clean.
All right. Now, if your roof is leaking, you've got to check the flashing because that could be the only cause of your leak. Now, flashing is that metal or even that rubber material. It makes the seal between the roof shingles and the plumbing pipes, the chimney, or anything else that's sticking through the roof. Now, loose or deteriorated flashing, that's really responsible for a lot of leaks.
And lastly, if you do need a new roof, make sure you improve your roof ventilation. Cool attics help keep the roof cooler, and cool roofs last a lot longer. Passive vents, those are the ones that don't use any energy, they don't have any motors. They're much better than active vents like, say, attic fans. And one of the best is a continuous ridge and soffit vent system. These vents are inexpensive and can usually be added to a house of any age. And if you want a roof that's going to last as long as possible, go with a lighter colored roof over a darker colored roof. Lighter colored roofs reflect more UV, and they definitely last a lot longer than their darker counterparts.
Now we've got Christine from Ohio on the line, and I think she's got a lot of questions for us here at the Money Pit. How can we help you?
So my first question is about the garage insulation. Our plans call for an uninsulated garage, and we got some estimates on spray foam, and so I had them give me an estimate on the garage. But I was wondering, how much of an investment should we put on the insulation in the garage, or is it worth it at all?
So is this new construction, Christine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So garages don't have to be insulated by building code. Usually the only part of the garage that would naturally be insulated would be the wall between the garage and the house. This is an attached garage?
Detached.
Oh, detached. Okay, so then it would have no insulation. So the only reason to insulate this is if you in the future decide that you're going to want to heat that space. And if it is a detached garage, that may very well be the case, and it's never going to be easier than it is right now to insulate that space. In terms of the insulation choice, since it is new construction, I would definitely recommend that you use spray foam insulation because it's very effective, much more effective than fiberglass. It also stops any drafts that are going through the walls.
Okay.
So my two cents would be I would definitely insulate that garage, and I would do it with spray foam, you know, before it's all finished off, because this way you'll be good to go. Now, on the inside of that garage, if you're going to put spray foam on those walls, you're also going to need to cover them. So think about that. You don't want to leave that spray foam exposed because it'll just get beat up over time.
Right.
So you could put on, you know, any type of wall board. I would maybe lean towards a fiberglass wall board. It looks like drywall, but it's a little bit harder, and it doesn't grow mold because it's outside.
Oh, okay. And in the crawl space of the house where we have the addition, we were going to get spray foam. Should we just get it on the joist, or should it go all the way down the cinder block?
Well, typically, it definitely goes on the underside of the floor joist, and most importantly, at the box beam, which is the outside right above that foundation. But the foam would not go down below that. If you do want to insulate the crawl space walls, there's a different type of a fiberglass batting that's used for that. It's contained inside of a wrap. Usually has like a foil face. And that's going to work better for that small section of fiberglass foundation wall.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, Christine. Very exciting that you're getting a new house, and we're glad that we're able to help you make the right decisions for it.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, heading to New York where we've got Ross on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
We bought the house. There had been prior leaking in the cellar underneath a cellar window.
Right.
I fixed the problem with a new window and had it properly installed. But years later, there's still the staining and the mildew stain that's on the concrete blocks below that window.
Okay.
I want to clean it and prep it to paint. The blocks are still in relatively good shape, but I just want to know what's the best process and the best product to properly clean that wall and prep it for painting.
So, first of all, Ross, the window that was leaking, is this area still damp? Do you think that there's any moisture that's getting into that area under the window? Because it may not be coming from the window. It could be coming right through the wall, you know.
We had an actual process done. Not only were the windows replaced just as normal upgrade, but we had a process by a basement waterproofing company where they, every 2 feet on the outside of the building, they bored down through the dirt all the way to the foundation, and then they ejected a liquid bentonite. I'm not sure if you've heard of that process, but the liquid bentonite is kind of like a kitty litter almost. But when it gets injected near or into concrete block, it it gets into the block and then it expands like kitty litter would expand. And that process completely dried up the basement.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, I would just say to you that the reason most basements leak is because of a problem with exterior drainage. So make sure your gutters are clean, your downspouts are extended, and your soil slopes away from the house. Now, aside from that, removing these stains is not that big of a deal. Usually what you're seeing is efflorescence. That's the mineral salts that are left when the water evaporates that gets in, and then it dries out. So if it's not an active leak, you just have these stains. I think, frankly, all you got to do is wire brush those walls to get rid of that loose stuff. Usually it's a white, grayish powder kind of a thing that's stuck. If it's on block, it's not mold, it's salts. And so once you get that clear, then you can apply a concrete block paint to that surface, and you should be good to go.
The drainage has been completely taken care of. There's gutters, there's downspouts, it slopes away from the house. Everything is check, check, check.
Okay, good.
The stains that are there are definitely a darker, blackish, mildewy old stain that just needs to, that's left over from when there was, you know, a consistent moisture problem there.
Right. Yeah, but it's not going to be mold or mildew because you need a food source for that. And you have a masonry surface there, so you don't have a food source. If it was drywall, I'd be more concerned. But as long as it's dry, then it's not active. I would just, like I say, brush it, wire brush it, just to make sure any loose stuff is off. And then you can paint right over that. You should be good.
Okay, terrific. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Russ. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling the Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, your washer and dryer definitely cleans your clothes, but did you know that it can also be a source of major leaks and potentially even fires if they're not operating safely? We're going to share some tips to help you keep them running smoothly and safely when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m. VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude. And thanks for your support.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
All right, heading out to Tennessee, we've got Gwen on the line. What is going on at your Money Pit?
My water heater had the element we thought had burned out. And so I had someone come and look at it, was going to replace the element, and he said, well, it's clogged up. And he couldn't get it unclogged. And he said, we're going to have to just pull this heater out and drain it, turn it on its side. And what came out of the water heater was a gelatinous whatever. It was
let's call it by its technical name, gunk.
Yeah, gunk was a good word. But I mean, it was a lot of it, and it wouldn't, he couldn't get it out until he turned the water heater over on its side and turned it around, and it was liquid, and then it was just like this gel stuff.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I have a water system, a Connecticut water system.
Okay.
And so my thinking is, okay, I'm on a well. I should have said that. If water is coming from my well through my water system that's supposed to be filtering everything before it comes into the house, you know, the Connecticut people don't know what it is. He first thought it was white slime, but they checked all of my fixtures, commodes, and everything and said, no, it's not white slime. But he didn't know what it was, so he just hasn't gotten back to me. And I wondered if you all had heard of that.
No, but it sounds to me, before you even told me that you had run well water, I kind of knew what it was. I think it's hard water. And I think what you're seeing are mineral deposits that are settling to the bottom of the water heater. What kind of water heater is this? Is it electric or gas?
It's electric.
Okay. So a lot of that stuff just settles down the bottom. And what happens is sometimes in a gas water heater especially, it ends up making it very inefficient because the gas heat doesn't get through all that stuff as efficiently. How old is this water heater?
It was only about 5 years old.
Okay.
And actually what I did was the contractor said I would be cheaper. I would be saving more money if I just got a new water heater instead of him taking the time to try and get that stuff out of the one that I had. And so I bought another one. This was last year.
Okay.
And so even, and he told me I need to drain it, you know, like every 6 months.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You do need to drain it. So you've got to drain at the bottom, and you got a little valve there. So you hook up like a garden hose to it. And remember, it's going to be hot, so I would even maybe suggest turning the water heater off. You can turn off the breaker at your main panel you know, at night, and in the morning you can drain it, or turn it off in the morning, and at night you can drain it. And then just open that valve up and let the water flow. And if you do it every 6 months, it's going to wash away all any minerals that are stuck down there. It would be worth having a look also at the water treatment system to make sure the water softener portion of that is working correctly, because I think with all those mineral deposits, probably more hard water is getting through than should. But if you flush it every 6 months like that, I don't think this is going to happen again. I think you were just looking at 5 years of buildup.
But that, with it being hard water, that would make it that jelly-type texture?
Yeah, because it's minerals and it's mixing with water and it's going to sort of stick together. So, yeah, it can get gunky like that.
Okay, good. Well, I hope that's all it is. But, you know, you would think that the people who sold me the water system would think of the hard water.
Well, you would hope. But, you know, here's something that you can do also. Why don't you just take a water sample and send it off to a testing lab? You can find one online or find one in the area. Don't use the water company to test. Don't use the Connecticut people to test it. Get an independent test. And this way you'll know, you know, if that system is working properly and filtering out all the contaminants.
Good idea. I will do that. Here, I enjoy your show.
You got it, Gwen. Have a great day.
Well, two of the hardest working appliances in your home also have the ability to cause significant damage if they're not properly maintained.
That's right. We're talking about your washer and your dryer. They may clean your clothes, but they can also be the source of major leaks and even fires if they're not operating safely. So to help, we've got a few tips to help you keep them humming happily along.
Yeah, now first, washer and dryer disasters are really more common than you think. According to the National Fire Protection Association, almost 17,000 washer and dryer fires occur a year, which causes well over $200 million in property damage. And 92% of these fires stem from dryers. Now, the good news is that these fires are easy to avoid if you know what to do.
Yeah, so when it comes to dryers, most dryer fires occur because the dryer exhaust is dirty. So cleaning the lint trap after every load is good, but it's really not nearly enough to protect against a fire. The lint's got to be removed from the dryer's exhaust line, and that's the vent that goes to the outside from the machine. Now, besides cleaning, take a look at your dryer exhaust duct itself. The best ones are made of metal because metal ducts are less likely to allow lint to stick to it, and they're a lot easier to clean than vinyl or even flexible foil ducts. So check to determine what kind of dryer exhaust duct you have and think about updating the ductwork if necessary.
Now, with your washing machine, you want to check those supply hoses, because if you have rubber supply hoses on the washing machine, those can be a big weak link in the system. Those hoses can dry out, then they burst, and that allows thousands of gallons of water to come rushing into your home. Now, to avoid this plumbing problem, you want to check those hoses regularly for cracks and blisters, and be sure to turn off that water supply valve to the washer before you leave home, or, you know, for an extended period of time. I always turn ours off like the second I'm done with the wash. So just get in the habit of turning it off. I mean, better yet, you can actually replace all of those hoses with braided steel models, and then think about installing an easy-to-reach single-lever shut-off valve just for the washer. That's exactly what we have, and it makes life so easy. Up it's on, down it's off, and then I know I'm ready to go.
Now, when it comes to high-efficiency machines, there's really no difference from a safety perspective, but since these machines can have turbo rotation speeds of like 1,200 RPMs and above, the machine can vibrate if it's not supported and level. Now, if that's the case, you definitely want to level it as best you can, but then you can add anti-vibration pads under the washer's feet. They're widely available, and they can help steady the machine. They also make them run quieter, which, by the way, I just bought a new machine for an apartment that we rent, and we have a tenant that lives underneath the washer, so I put the anti-vibration blocks in place. In addition to being new and being level, those blocks really made a big difference in how quietly it runs. Otherwise, the floor like tends to vibrate and you can really hear it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. With winter approaching, now could be a great time to think about upgrading your HVAC system. We're going to share a new technology in heat pumps called LG Red that delivers efficient heat down to -5 degrees. So stick around because it's going to get chilly.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with Floors Sourced Factory Direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation and other great Owens Corning Insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, we'd love for you to follow us along at The Money Pit Podcast because you get a lot of information there. I mean, you're getting brand spanking new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
David in Texas is on the line. What can we help you work on this weekend?
I've got a stained patio, concrete patio that was done when they built my house, and it's faded from the sun, but when you wet it with water, it looks like it was when they did it. Is there something I can put on that?
Yeah, so that the wet look is working for you, in other words.
Yes.
So, I mean, there are a number of different products out there that will work really, really well with concrete patios. So, I mean, you can always stain the patio, which will change it, will make it more uniform, and it may blend in that stain. But I think you might be better off looking at one of the refinishing products. One of our sponsors is a company called Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Deich Coatings. They've got a bunch of different patio and pool surround finishes, and many of them use real stone as part of their makeup. And so you can have a finish that looks like marble, or it has a decorative sort of epoxy grade to it. There's a lot of different options to it. I would take a look at some of those products and maybe think about how that might work for you, because it's a lot less expensive than replacing the patio, and they're really durable finishes.
Do they offer like a clear?
Oh, yeah. They definitely have clear finish. And you're thinking that if you put the clear on, that might just make it all an even color. I would try to test it just to make sure it's going to come out the way you expect. But, yeah, they do have a clear epoxy finish, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, because they did the inside of the house is done the same, and we have big bay windows. And so you see the outside and the inside, and it's just kind of uniform.
Yeah, there's a product called a heavy-duty epoxy clear coat.
Okay, well, I'll give that a try then. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us.
Well, fall's a great time to look at some eco-friendly home upgrades, and that includes replacing old heating systems. Now, one option worth considering is the new Multi-F heat pump system out from LG. So, Tom, you looked into these systems. What'd you find out?
Yeah, you know, the heat pump systems can actually reduce electricity that's used for heating by about 50%. Compared to like an outdated gas furnace or an electric baseboard heater. And they can also improve indoor air quality and home comfort, even in extreme climates. Now, they've got a technology in them called LG Red, which stands for Reliable to Extreme Degrees. And here's why that's important, because it allows the heat pump to maintain its efficiency down to 5 degrees and can actually heat your home when it's minus 13 degrees out, which we hope will never happen. But if it did, the LG system can handle it. Now, the heat pumps with LG Red are ENERGY STAR certified, which qualifies for a number of rebates, and the system works with the LG's ThinQ connectivity app, and that includes a smart diagnosis function that can send maintenance alerts and reminders when filters need to be cleaned.
Julianne in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
For the past several years, have used silicone caulking to fill in a 1/2-inch gap between the bottom of the back door sill and the concrete walkway that comes up to it to keep water and critters from coming through.
Okay.
It breaks down very easily, so it needs to be replaced, and it's such a big gap, it really doesn't hold up well.
Right.
So I was thinking of using the expandable foam, but I was told that is not waterproof.
Yeah.
And someone else recommended using hydraulic cement to fill in that gap and make like a lip there to keep the elements out. So
the sill is the bottom sill of a door. It's not. Is it the kind of sill that could be removed off of the concrete?
No,
It's already off of the concrete, but it's that gap that's there. I'm trying to find out how to fill that in.
Does it have some give when you step on it because there's a gap underneath it? Does it bend and twist at all?
Not at all. It's very sturdy.
So here's what I would do. I would get some cement, epoxy repair cement. Uh-huh. It's very adhesive, okay? It'll stick to the old concrete surface. Clean out as much as you can of what you've put in there before. And then I would very carefully, with a very small trowel, or you may be able to do this with like a putty knife, I would start to pack the underside of that sill with that epoxy patching cement until the point where it just starts to squeeze out ever so slightly from the bottom of that sill. And then I would just let it harden right in place. So two things will happen. You'll seal the gap, and also you'll reinforce that open space, because one of the reasons that the caulk falls out is because caulk is rubbery, and it's just going to bend and flex and tear away. But if you use a solid cement to fill that gap, you're not going to have this problem anymore.
Good idea. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Thanks for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, woodpeckers are drilling holes in Donna's house. We're going to help her get rid of the birds for good and make those repairs next.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steaks tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your money pit. Turn it from house to home to castle. I mean, to us, a money pit is a term of endearment. It's a home that we're proud of. It's a home that we love, but it's a home that needs some TLC, and that's where we come in. So if you've got questions, reach out to us right now.
Now, Donna wrote in saying, I followed your tip about using plastic strips to get rid of woodpeckers, and it worked. My question is, how do I fill the holes in the wood siding that they left behind?
Well, that's great to hear. So for those that don't know this tip or didn't hear it, if you got woodpeckers that are hassling you and they're turning your house into a holy house that's going to kind of look more like Swiss cheese than anything else, the way that you deter them is by putting strips of black plastic. What I do is I'll take like a hefty bag and I'll cut it into like streamers. So the strips may be about, 2 inches wide, but pretty long. And then tack it on the outside of the siding so that it sort of can blow in the breeze, flutter in the breeze. And it totally deters woodpeckers. They do not want to come back. They want nothing to do with that flopping plastic. You can tie it off the trees if they're attacking a tree, or you can tack it to your house. And now in terms of the siding itself, well, in my experience, those holes are usually anywhere from a dime to a good quarter in diameter. So if that's the case, if it's cedar siding where you can easily like slip a piece of the siding out and replace it, I would do it that way. If it's along like a clapboard type of siding and your house is painted, then I would simply fill it. There's a product called Wood Epox. It's a two-part wood epoxy. It's a putty. You kind of mix the two parts together, and it dries in 24 hours, rock solid, and then you can sand it. In fact, I used this on a sill that I was working on recently, a windowsill. It had an air conditioner in it that had leaked, and the wood sill was all rotted out. I filled the whole thing with Wood Epox, basically rebuilt it, sanded it down. You can't tell. Painted. Looks just like a new sill now. So check it out.
All right, Donna, I hope that helps you out, and hopefully those woodpeckers stay away for good. Now, Marianne wrote in saying, we have a rental with a very tall exterior natural rock fireplace. Last winter, the chimney leaked and brought a lot of water inside the house. Is there a product we can coat it with and stop the rainwater from getting in?
Well, I think it's unusual that the entire chimney structure itself leaked. You may have had a directional rainfall that got in, but a couple of things. The first thing you want to do if you have a leak is to check the top of the chimney. You want to make sure you have a chimney cap over there. You want to make sure a cap is covering the flue liner. And then around the flue liner, very often you will get cracks in that space. And so you want to seal the cracks that are around the flue in the concrete cap that basically goes from the flue to the outside of the chimney. Making sure that top is sealed up is really important. And then next, after that, you can apply a masonry sealer to the rest of the chimney structure. Now, a masonry sealer will soak in, and it will be, if you buy the right kind, it will be vapor permeable. The reason that's important is because it will let moisture evaporate out. It won't hold moisture in the chimney, and that's important because if you get frost eve after that, you get freezing weather, you get frost eve, you'll get cracks, and that can basically open the thing back up again. So fix up the chimney cap, make sure there's no cracks, make sure that there's a hood on there, check the flashing, and then apply a masonry sealer to the rest of it, and you should be good to go.
Yeah, Marion, it's good to get this taken care of now because, I mean, if water gets in there and then it freezes, everything could crack. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong with the water getting into the rocks itself. So I would definitely get this taken care of because, it's always better to stay ahead and get things done before it gets real bad.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending a little bit of your holiday weekend with us. We hope that we've given you a few ideas that will help you with your home improvement plans as the days and the weeks go on. And if you got questions, remember, if you couldn't get through today, you can reach us anytime by going to moneypit.com and clicking on the blue microphone button. Till then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Humans are not the only ones living longer.
Well, Thursday we heard about Flossie, the world's oldest cat. Now we're hearing about Gino, the world's oldest dog. The 22-year-old Chihuahua from Los Angeles was born in the year 2000 and adopted when he was 2 years old. His owner was in college when he adopted Gino, and he and his roommates raised him. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Sunday news shows, it's ABC's This Week, with welcoming Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall to the microphone, as well as Dr. Ashish Jha, the White House COVID response coordinator. NBC's Meet the Press has Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis, Kentucky GOP Representative James Comer. CBS's Face the Nation will have South Carolina Democrat Jim Clyburn, along with Michael Chertoff, former Homeland Security Secretary. And Fox News Sunday welcomes Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Inflation may be high, but that sure didn't stop a lot of shoppers getting out on Black Friday.
It is still one of the most popular shopping events.
Catherine Cullen with the National Retail Federation says early deals and online shopping have altered the state of Black Friday.
In the past, it was more of the kickoff to the shopping season. Now it's more of the halfway point.
But the crowds were out at the Lakeside Shopping Center in New Orleans, and Alicia Raymond was focused.
I'm going to Victoria's Secret. I'm going to Bath & Body Works. I just got a new grandbaby, so I'm going to grandbaby shopping as well.
Colin says it could be the busiest Black Friday weekend in 5 years.
Nearly 8 million more than we saw last year, and is the highest we've seen since 2017.
I'm Ben Thomas.
You can always check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Aero Fasteners, and Kohler Power. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What project would you like to get done? If it's a house project, we can help because that's what we do. You got a problem, you got a do-it-yourself dilemma, you got a decor situation that's not working out right, you want to get some work done but you don't know how to price it out. Well, if you've got some questions about projects you want to get done around in your house, reach out to us because we can help. We want to help. And we can be your coach, your helper, and even your home improvement therapist. So give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT with those questions or post them at moneypit.com. Hey, coming up on today's show, is your driveway looking cracked or worn or suffering some nasty oil stains? We've got a surefire solution to clean up the stains for good and restore that surface just ahead.
And space heaters, they can help warm up cold, chilly spaces, but only if they circulate the heat. We're going to share a new design in infrared heaters that delivers both infrared and convective heating just ahead.
And the garbage disposer is one of the greatest kitchen appliances ever invented, but when it gets jammed, it can really slow down all that holiday meal prep. So we're going to give you a few DIY steps to help get it running again.
But first, do you love your house? But sometimes you feel like it's an endless pit that you're throwing your money into for home improvements and repairs and decorating projects. Well, we get it, and we can help. So reach out to the Money Pit, and we will help you get all of those projects done. We might even dream up a couple new ones for you.
Best way to do that is to go to moneypit.com and click the blue microphone button. You can record your question right there, and we'll get back to you the next time we produce the show. Just pick up the phone and call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Mindy needs some help fixing a stone porch. Tell us what's going on.
We have a question about fixing a front stone porch. We want to fix the joint. Do you want me to use Quikrete with the red stripe that says corner and edges, or do you want me to use Type S mortar mix? Also, on the steps at the back, I see a crack. Do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in a tube and you stick in a caulk gun for that? And another question is, at the back of the house, at the bottom of the red brick where it meets a large concrete patio. There used to be concrete there, and it broke off. And at that place, to seal that up, do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in the tube and you stick in a caulk gun?
So, Mindy, a couple of things. First of all, if you have cracks that you're trying to fill, Quikrete does make a product that is specifically for that. It's called the concrete crack sealant. And it is good for cracks that are up to a half inch wide. And they like it because it's pourable. So it sort of flows into those cracks and then is self-leveling, so you don't have to worry about troweling on. Now, if you found areas of that porch where the concrete is broken away and you have some deteriorated surface, sometimes surface gets worn from maybe using too much salt on it in the winter, there's another product that is fairly new. It's maybe 3 or 4 years old, but it's really terrific, and it's called Recap, R-E-C-A-P, and it's a concrete resurfacer. So this can do two things for you. You mentioned some areas where there were some missing chunks. If you mix it up to sort of a trowel-like consistency, you can patch those areas, then smooth it out, and then you can put another layer of the Recap across the whole surface, and it'll look like a brand new concrete surface when it's all done. The nice thing about the Recap is it's designed specifically to stick to old concrete. So if you're trying to fix a sidewalk, a pool deck, a concrete floor, a driveway, it works for all of those surfaces, and it doesn't chip and fall off. It's a really super product, super strong product, because they've designed that bond into it so it just doesn't separate from the old surfaces underneath.
Mike in Arizona is on the line with some worn-out siding. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got a house that has Western red cedar siding, and it's about 20 years old, and it's really getting into bad shape. I'm wondering, can I use pine siding, the tongue and groove type, and treat it? If so, what would I treat that with?
So, Mike, you say the siding's in bad shape. I mean, if it's just faded, then you can restain the whole house using a solid color stain, and it'll look terrific. If it's really badly cracked and checked and sort of structurally deteriorated, then you want to replace it. Sure, you could use a pine siding on that. You could use the tongue and groove type. It wouldn't be as durable as a cedar siding. But again, you're going to have to stain that. And what I would do is I would stain it before you install it, because this way it's a lot easier to get into all the nooks and crannies, and also you'll be staining basically the inside of it, sort of back priming it, which makes the whole board last a lot longer. And then after you install it, you're going to have cut lines and touch-ups to do with the stain, but it's a lot easier to get the stain where you want it to be before it's put together. So two options there for you, but again, if that Western red cedar is just faded, it does not have to be replaced. It can simply be restained. I mean, I've got Western red cedar shingles on my house, and they've been on there probably, going on at least 40 years now, and they really haven't deteriorated, except one side did actually once, because it was facing south, and they started to get dried and thinned out a little bit, but that was just a fairly minor repair. For the most part, we haven't had to do much but stain them over the years. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, before snow and ice take a toll on your driveway, we've got some tips to make sure it is ready to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. That's all coming up when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this holiday weekend? Maybe you're just still super full from all that Thanksgiving turkey. I know I am. So what are you working on? Maybe you're just lounging and dreaming about some projects. Well, whatever you're dreaming of, you can build it, and we can help. So join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Joyce in Missouri is on the line with a grout question. What can we do for you?
Hi, I have ceramic tile that I've had down for a few years, and I have the grout is a charcoal color with the black and green tile. And the charcoal has dulled over the years and looking almost chalky. What can I do? Do I have to pull all that grout out and regrout it? Do I need to paint it? Or what can I do to give it new look of life?
Well, the grout is pretty easy to replace. There are special tools called grout saws that you can use to carve out the grout and then put new grout over sort of where the old grout was. You know, you don't have to get it all out, but you got to go down at least an eighth of an inch or so. And so if your real concern is the grout and the condition of the grout, I think that's the easiest way to deal with that.
Okay, so that'd be the best way to make it look fresh and new again is just take the top layer off at least an eighth of an inch and just regrout it.
Yeah, make it look fresh and new by putting in fresh and new grout.
Yeah, and then make sure you seal it.
Right, yeah, that's key. You want to seal it first.
Otherwise, it's not going to look fresh and new for so long.
Seal it after I put new grout in and let it dry, then seal it, and then we're good to go.
Right, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jim in Washington is on the line and is having a door issue. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I have actually two doors with a similar problem. Gradually, it's grown worse over the last several years. The door does not fit tightly up against the weather stripping, and I've finally resorted to putting in small wedges, and this is a front door and a door to the garage, to keep it pressed up against there. I have replaced with new weather stripping twice, but it still doesn't fit up there tight. What can I do to correct that outside of replacing the door?
So if you close the door and you push it tighter closed, does that make the seal?
Yes, and that's why I've resorted to...
So then why didn't you just why didn't you just adjust the lock?
I don't know how to do that. I didn't know you can do that.
So basically what you need to do is where the lock strike is, okay, that's the metal plate in the jamb.
Yep.
You need to move that closer to the weather stripping so that the door has to actually shut more before it latches. Because you need that weather stripping to compress a little bit before it latches. Now, does this have a deadbolt on it?
Yes, it does.
Well, you could probably just do it with the deadbolt. Sometimes the deadbolt, you just push in the door a little bit, put some pressure on it, then turn the bolt. So you kind of create that seal. That would make a lot more sense than trying to wedge it against that. Because that's exactly what the lock does. It holds it, tightens the door tightly closed. So I would adjust the lock and forget about the weather stripping for the moment. Are these wood jams with the weather stripping sort of inserted into a groove?
Yes. Yes, they are.
So those pieces of trim with the weather stripping inserted into it, those usually will come off the door. So another thing to do here is you could take that weather stripping, those pieces off, and actually move that. It's essentially a piece of trim. Move that closer to the door and reattach it as well. So either way, you need to basically get the door closer to the weather stripping. The easiest way to do it is just to adjust the lock, though. So you're adjusting the striker, not the lock set. You're adjusting the strike, that metal plate that's in the door jamb.
Okay, and because naturally that's screwed into there, do I just fill the old screw hole with...
No, what you do here is you unscrew it, you pull it out, right? And then you move the plate closer by a quarter inch or whatever gap you have to close, okay? You probably have to notch out the door jamb to fit the new one. Then look at how the holes line up. You may be moved over far enough where you actually will have a shot at making a brand new hole and you can ignore the old one. If you can't, what you want to do is take a small piece of wood. I usually use pieces of cedar shingles. I put a little glue on them. I shove them in the old screw hole. Break them off flush to kind of create a wood plug, and then you can drive a new screw next to it.
Fantastic. All right. I think I will try that first, and if that doesn't work, then I'll try moving the trim.
Okay. Good luck, Jim. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if your driveway is stained from oil leaks, it's cracked, or even it's worn, now is a great time to clean it and seal it. I mean, beyond stain removal, the type of driveway maintenance you do is going to depend on whether you have a concrete, asphalt, or paver brick driveway.
First, let's talk about those oil stains. You can mix up a solution of trisodium phosphate into a paste. You'll find this in the paint aisle of any hardware store. Now apply the TSP paste wet to the stain and then let it sit for an hour or more, then rinse. Now the sooner you can get to the stain, the better, but even old stains can be successfully removed with this approach as long as you fix the car first.
Yeah, that's true, Tom, but if you guys have an asphalt driveway that also needs to be resealed, you can use an asphalt compatible product. You got to fill those gaps, any cracks, holes, and then use a disposable squeegee and apply an airport grade latex sealer over the entire surface. You want to make sure that the forecast is clear for the applying and drying time, since any rain is going to cause that sealer to run onto the sidewalks and into the street, and it will leave a very dark, unremovable stain that truly will not come out no matter how much you pressure wash it. So definitely look for the forecast. Then you want to go ahead and follow with a generous drying period, couple of days. So again, watch out for the rain. And you're going to have a beautiful, attractive automotive entrance. It really does make the surface look so fresh and black and new. Like, it's really great.
Now, if you've got a concrete driveway with a worn surface, it's best to apply a concrete resurfacing product to the entire driveway. Concrete resurfacers are specially formulated to stick to old concrete, and they're going to leave your driveway looking almost brand new. If you want some more tips, check out our post, Driveway Sealing and Maintenance, on MoneyPit.com.
Jill in Washington is on the line with a question about a foundation. What's going on at your Money Pit?
We're having a small house built up here in the great, beautiful state of Washington, and the builder is recommending a double set of... how do I say it? For drainage. He wants to really be sure that the drainage all is tight lined. One system will be tight lined that joins with the downspouts from the roof, and then the other is kind of like a perforated, long 200 foot piece of hose with a sleeve over it. Do you recommend both of those? Is that overkill, or how would you do it?
So we're talking about surface drainage here, or we're talking about gutter drainage, or both? These sounds like, from your description, that these are all running away from the house. Is that right?
Yes. He wants it around the... They've simply just finished the foundation and are about to do the backfill. Before they do the backfill, they want two drainage systems put in place. One is a hard, I'm not sure of the correct terminology, it's a 4-inch pipe.
Yeah, one's for the downspouts and one's for the foundation, is that correct?
Correct. Exactly.
Right. No, I mean, I think he's doing it right, and those steps will help. The one really important thing is that when he's done with this, is not only do those downspouts have to be extended away from the house, but you want to make sure that that finished grade also has a pitch that drops at least about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, because with new construction, you'll get a lot of settlement, and you got to have good pitch. But if you have downspouts that are extended out away from the house and you have good pitch, you'll never have to worry about a water infiltration problem. And I also don't suspect that those additional foundation drains will really come into use much, if at all. But since it's all fully open right now, there's no harm in doing that.
Okay. So it's just bite the bullet and just put both systems in.
Yeah. Now, have they put the gutters in yet?
Oh, no. The house isn't even built yet. No.
Okay. So here's a good tip. Most builders are going to put in what's called a 4-inch K-style gutter. That's a standard gutter. Opt for the next size up. It's a 6-inch gutter for two reasons. Number one, it holds more runoff from your roof. It doesn't get overwhelmed. And number two, it doesn't clog as easily because the downspouts are much bigger.
I see. What a great tip.
Okay, and they're not that much more expensive either.
Great. Well, you know what? When we get to that point, I'm going to call the show back because it always rains up here, and I will let you know that we took your grand advice and how it all came out.
All right. Can't wait. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with a brand new home.
Thank you so much.
Building a new money pit.
Building something new that will become a money pit.
That's right. As beautiful and luxurious as these homes are, we know that everybody's house becomes a money pit sooner or later. And so that's why we're in the money pit prevention business.
Jake's calling in from Ontario, Canada, with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I'm calling because I'm doing some home renovations, obviously, and I'm starting to paint a room, and I'm wondering what my best option is with regards to which order I should do things. So I have baseboards on the walls. Just wondering if it's a good idea to take the baseboards off before painting, or should I paint with the baseboards on, and what order? Walls first, baseboards first, stuff like that.
There's an amazing invention called masking tape, Jake. And it does the trick with protecting those baseboards. So, I mean, obviously you need to prep, and prep is really the hardest part of painting. So getting the drop cloths down and getting everything masked off so you can separate the colors. Now, are the baseboards painted now?
They are, yeah. I just don't like the color.
So what I would do is I would paint the baseboards first. I would paint all the trim first because you can be a little sloppy about that. You don't have to mask them off because if it gets on the wall, you're going to paint the wall anyway. So I would go ahead and paint the baseboards first and the trim. And then after it dries for a couple of days, then I would mask it off very, very carefully. So that you can paint the wall colors, whatever color you want. Then, of course, the first step with wall painting is to do what we call the cut-in, where you paint along that masking tape line, and establish that edge around that border around the walls and around the floor where the baseboard is, and then you can fill the rest in with a roller.
So with the masking tape, is it a good idea to remove the masking tape right away, or should I let the paint dry and then remove it?
Yeah, let it dry first.
Okay.
And if it starts to peel a little bit of the paint off, sometimes that happens, just take a razor blade and just slice the paint that went between the masking tape and the wall. There's also different types of masking tape that have absorbance built into it that's designed to specifically stop that from happening. One is frog tape, a little bit more expensive, but it has an absorbent built into it, so it sort of gives you a much cleaner edge without that sort of rippy kind of masking tape edge that can happen sometimes.
Okay, perfect. Thanks very much.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, winter is fast approaching, and space heaters can definitely help warm up those cold, chilly spaces, but they'll only do so if they can actually circulate the heat. So we're going to share a new design in infrared heaters that delivers both infrared and convective heat. It's going to get the job done when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Good homes,
better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Well, we've all got chilly spaces in our homes where the home's heating system has trouble keeping up the warmth. And space heaters can be a solution, but they can only handle a very small area.
Well, Eden Pure has just released the Gen 40 heater, which works by combining infrared heating and convective heating to warm a room from ceiling to floor. So joining us to explain exactly how it works is Tyson Wend with Eden Pure. Welcome, Tyson.
Hi, Tom and Leslie. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's our pleasure. So, look, heat's going to be more expensive than ever this particular winter, and everybody's got a room in their house or two that it's chilly and gets uncomfortable. And typically what you do when that happens is you reach for the thermostat, right, and you crank up the heat. But that's a really expensive way to fix that problem. I think the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater is a much better option. You guys have really designed a very nice unit here. We had a chance to play with it, and it's pretty impressive.
Well, thanks, Tom. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You know, we all hear it in the news. You know, inflation is surging and prices are going up on everything, and that includes your heating bills. In fact, they're actually expected to skyrocket this winter, and it doesn't matter what you use to heat your house, whether it's natural gas, electric, heating oil, they're all going up this year, and it's going to end up costing you more to heat your home this winter. But with the Eden Pure Gen 40, as soon as you turn it on, you're going to end up saving money. It's just a more efficient way to heat your home. In fact, we're getting so many comments from Gen 40 owners where they're reporting just massive savings on their heating bills. And this combination of word of mouth and the expected higher heating bills this winter is leading to huge demand on the Gen 40, and we're actually having a hard time keeping them in stock this winter.
You know, I was looking at the reviews on your website, and you had, I think, almost 900 five-star reviews. That was really impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people really love the Gen 40.
So tell us how these technologies have sort of combined. You're using an infrared heating technology, but also convective heat that I think people usually associate with cooking. So what is this combination?
That's right, Leslie. So how the Gen 40 works is we've actually combined two different heating technologies, infrared and convective heat. So infrared heat, it works by heating objects directly. So say, for example, you know, we're warming your body is actually getting directly warmed. So that's why you're going to experience bone-soothing warmth with infrared heat. And then we also have the convective heat, which works by heating the air all around you. So it's actually going to end up surrounding you in a blanket of heated air. So by using these two forms of heating technology, the Gen 40 is actually going to make you feel warmer while reducing your heating bills.
It makes a lot of sense. You know, very often folks will say, hey, I've got a room or two in the house that I'm not using, but I'm still heating it. Can I just turn that off? Well, you can, but you're still trying to heat the rest of the house with now what is probably an oversized and very wasteful unit. So if you were to turn down your main heat and use the Gen 40 in the areas that you're occupying, your kitchen, your living room, your dining room, and so on, you're going to end up with a significantly reduced heating cost by kind of just taking those simple steps.
You're absolutely right, Tom. By using that, what we call zone heating, by turning off, you know, turning down that thermostat and only heating the rooms that you're actually in with the Gen 40, that's what's also going to really lead to that huge savings on your heating bills.
Now, it's always interesting when you think you want to add in this sort of assisted heating to really just help with the heating of the space, but you've got kids, you've got pets, so you always kind of worry about mixing the two. How does the Gen 40 sort of play along when you have a more active household?
I'm glad you brought up safety, Leslie. So you always hear it in the news every winter season. You know, those other heaters on the market, they're just huge safety hazards and end up causing fires. What happens is there's no safety shutoffs on these units, and a lot of them, they actually have exposed heating elements. So, you know, curious children, pets running around, you know, they actually end up getting burned on these heaters. But with the Gen 40, it has multiple safety features. At Eden Pure, we really pride ourselves with safety on our heaters. One of them is we actually have a tip-over shutoff on the Gen 40. So what that means is, say, a child or a pet, you know, is running around playing near the Gen 40 and knocks it over, the Gen 40 is actually going to sense that and shut itself off. And then we also have an overheat shutoff on the Gen 40. So say, for example, something blocks the Gen 40 or covers it up, for example, like, you know, your window curtains, you know, happen to drape over it or something, the Gen 40 will start to overheat because of that blockage, sense this overheating, and shut itself off before something bad happens.
That's fantastic.
And that's why with all these safety features, on the Gen 40, that's what makes it so safe to be around children and pets.
I tell you, you guys have done a great job on the design of the Gen 40 as well. It's really unique. It doesn't look like any other space heater that I've ever seen. The fan kind of oscillates back and forth and up and down, so it really is very efficient in the way it distributes the warm air around you and around the rest of the room. So good job on that. It's nice to have a device like that, an appliance that actually looks great in your house at the same time.
Thanks, Tom. We really wanted this heater, the Gen 40, to, you know, look like a nice piece of, almost like a piece of art, you know, inside your home.
I mean, it is super stylish. I was truly, you know, surprised when we opened the packaging. I was like, this is gorgeous. I'm like, this really is something you want to have out, and it works fantastically well. I'm always cold, so this makes me so, so, so happy.
And right now, if you're a Money Pit listener, you can actually get an additional $50 off, not the retail price, but actually the lowest sale price, by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Here's where you go. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter discount code MONEYPIT50. Now, the Gen 40 retails for $447, but it's on sale now for $247. And since you're a Money Pit listener, you get $50 off the sale price. So you're going to get the $447 Gen 40 infrared heater from EdenPure for only $197. That's a heck of a deal for a really good-looking, effective, and beautifully made product, the Gen 40 from EdenPure. So, again, go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use the discount code MONEYPIT50. Tyson, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. Way to go on this product. Looks great, performs fantastic, and I know that our listeners are going to love it.
Thanks so much for having me on, you guys. I really appreciate it.
The garbage disposer is one of the greatest kitchen appliances ever invented, but when it gets jammed, it really can slow down all that holiday meal prep and cleanup.
We'll give you a few plumber-free steps to help get that disposal running again when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from EdenPure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the EdenPure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
Today, our lives rely heavily on electricity, but when the power goes out, everything comes to a halt.
Yep, and that's why Leslie and I both have Kohler generators backing up our homes and our studios. When the utility power fails, our Kohler generators turn on in less than 10 seconds and keep everything running like nothing ever happened.
Everyone on my block knows that I have a Kohler generator because my lights are always on, even when theirs are not. And without my Kohler generator, I mean, I couldn't do the radio show. I'd have to throw away all the food in the freezer. And what on earth would two teen boys do without the internet?
Back up your home's power like we back up ours with a Kohler generator. Learn more at poweredbykohler.com. That's poweredbykohler, KOHLER.com. And right now, listeners who order a unit before November 18th will also get a free 10-year extended warranty, a $995 value, and you'll save up to $750 on select models. So go to poweredbykohler.com today. Kohler generators, backup power from a name you can trust. Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment, and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings.
LuxRock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DieschCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, why don't you do yourselves a favor? We've got lots more information to share and lots to help you with. So go ahead and follow The Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Now we've got Linda in Pennsylvania on the line with an insulation question. Welcome, Linda.
We have a two-story house built in the late 1980s. In the winter, it's colder upstairs than downstairs, and especially in the summer, it's just really hot upstairs. We have a whole house fan, and I don't want to get rid of that. The one person that had come and talked to us about insulation said we should get rid of that. I don't know whether the fan has blown some of the insulation over that blocks the soffit vents, that we're not getting enough circulation. So I guess I just don't really know what to do about adding more insulation.
All right. Well, first of all, a 1980s house probably has a minimal amount of insulation. What you really want is 15 or 20 inches of insulation. Do you have decent space in the attic? Can you walk around up there?
No.
Okay. So how is it constructed? Is it made of trusses where it's hard to get around?
Yes, and it's not real high in the center. I mean, you can get around, but no, it's not very high up there.
I would have blown-in insulation installed because you can easily, you know, a professional can get that where it has to go. Professionals are also good at making sure that the baffles are in place, which keeps it out of the soffits. And then when it comes to the whole house fan, you should have a cover for that for the wintertime just to kind of seal it up a little bit, perhaps cover it with some sort of an insulation blanket, and then you could pull that off in the summertime. It will be a source of energy loss, so you have to kind of take that additional step. But I agree, it's a great thing to have. But I will say it must have good exit venting, though, too. Do you have big gable vents on the side walls of the house? Because when you turn that fan on, you don't want to pressurize the attic. You want to make that air go out.
No, we have the ridge vent, and when they replaced the roof a couple years ago, they did put in, they said there is a slightly larger size ridge vent, and that's what they put in.
All right, well, then that's probably big enough to handle the exhaust venting. So that's what I would do. I would use blown-in insulation. Now, around the fan itself, what the installer will do is put sort of a wall around that made of sort of like a stiff cardboard or some type of material like that so that they can pile the insulation up higher against that opening and keep it away from the operation of the fan.
Okay.
It's done all the time, Linda, and it'll definitely make a big difference in how comfortable you feel in that house, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, one of the busiest appliances in your kitchen this time of year has got to be the garbage disposer. And nothing puts the brakes on kitchen cleanup like a jammed one. So clearing it out, it's not hard, but you have to know what to do. So first of all, you really have to think about what you're feeding that disposer, because some foods are just prone to clogging that disposer right up, like a shrimp shell, pumpkin pulp, or really anything that's super stringy and fibrous. Now, if it does happen to get jammed, you want to turn it off and fish out the debris with something other than your hands, please. If your disposer still doesn't come on, you need to check the reset button, which is located at the bottom of the unit. Now, one touch of this reset button could save you a very unnecessary repair bill.
Now, if you've tried that and it still doesn't seem to be working right, then there might be something that's actually stopping the blades from running. Now, in that case, you want to look for the small socket on the bottom of the unit, which is for an Allen wrench that usually does come with the disposer. Now, with the power off, and I say again, with the power off, you can go ahead and wiggle that key back and forth to move the blades manually, and that's going to free up anything that's stuck in there. I actually walked my son's redoing this because he had cleaned his fishbowl, and some of the gravel got in there, and it jammed up the disposer. So we found the wrench, and he worked it back and forth until it freed up, and tell you what, we flipped that switch again. Hearing that disposer spin was a very sweet sound. I think it actually impressed the kid, which is hard to do.
Now, we've got Floyd in Iowa on the line who needs some help with a crawl space. Tell us about it.
Okay. I just recently purchased a home, and in part of the basement, I have a crawl space. And when the inspector came in to do the inspection on the house, he recommended that I put plastic down and to close the vent. When I was listening to your guys' show the other day, I noticed that you guys said something about keeping the vents open so nothing ventilates into the house. So I was just kind of trying to find out, you know, which direction should I go? What kind of plastic should I use? You know, and does it sound like a good idea?
Okay, so let me clarify for you. First of all, putting a plastic vapor barrier down across the floor of a crawl space is always a good idea. Use the plastic Visqueen, the big wide sheets, overlap them about 3 feet. You know, try to get as much of that surface covered. What you're doing is preventing some of the evaporation of soil, of moisture up through the soil. So that's a good thing. In terms of the vents should be open throughout most of the year, except perhaps just the coldest months of the winter. So if you closed it, say, November and December and maybe January, that'd be okay. But for the rest of the year, those vents should be open because it helps take the moisture out.
Now, I also have insulation up in the rafters of the floor joists. Is it a good idea to put or to seal that with any kind of plastic at all, or should I leave those exposed?
Nope. No, you can leave it exposed just like that. It needs to ventilate.
Okay. Good deal.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Perhaps you're sitting by the fireplace and really enjoying that warm glow. Well, we want to make it better this winter season, so we're going to help you take care of those fireplace screens and clean them up for the rest of the season. That's all coming up next on the Money Pit.
Live in a Money Pit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up in the afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Give us a call with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Just click the blue microphone button.
Bill wrote in and he says, we're looking to purchase a home built in the mid-1990s. What are the biggest changes in construction and building codes from the 1990s to today? Are there any drawbacks to houses built around that time? I mean, the music is way better from then.
I think so, yeah. I remember homes being built very quickly back then and not having some of the most durable materials. It was after the period of time when you had some really good structure with the older Douglas fir that homes were built in, like in the 50s and the 60s, was much better than what you had by the time you got to the 90s. The floor coverings were not as great. I think, basically, I would say that the 1990s era home probably suffers more wear and tear for its years than a home that's even older than that. So what I would tell you is that your systems are going to be fine, your heating and cooling, but they may be old. It's a really good age for you to make sure you get a really good home inspection on, because a home inspector can see through a lot of that and give you an idea as to how well it's all put together and whether or not you have any immediate repairs or potential future repairs. Sometimes they can spot those as well. Code-wise, codes have always gotten better. You know, I think there's probably more ground fault codes today. Certainly adding carbon monoxide detectors is a code change for today. I'm not thinking that there's a lot more than that that would be relevant to a home that would make a difference to you. Your windows are probably ready for replacement if they've not been done yet. You know, you can get 30 years or so out of a window, but these will probably get close to that age and will probably need to be replaced soon if they're not done already. The good news about that is if you go with replacement windows, they're really well made today, and so you can actually get a pretty good efficiency at a halfway decent price.
All right, now we've got David who says, I have a leak in my kitchen skylight that's been fixed. However, the track lighting has stopped working. That was underneath the skylight a few days after the leak. I bought a new power source supply and installed it, but it's still not working. What should I do, and can I do it myself?
No, you can't. I think you should take out the track lighting and replace it. Once water gets into that circuitry, it can cause all kinds of hassles and can be potentially unsafe. You know, the water is the one thing that you really have to be careful with electricity. Once those circuits get wet, it's definitely a problem. So I would stop DIYing this, David, and I would call a pro and have an electrician remove and replace that water damaged fixture or faucet.
All right, David, I hope that helps you out, and enjoy some new lighting. There's some really nice fixtures out there, so you're going to find something that's going to make that space really shine.
Well, if you guys would like to enjoy the warm glow of a fireplace this winter, you'd better make sure the screens are clean to start. Leslie has the details in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, I love a good fire in the fireplace, but if you really want to enjoy it, you got to clean that fireplace screen once or twice a season. Now, to get the job done right, you have to use a cleaning solution. Now, you're going to use about an eighth cup liquid dishwashing detergent per quart of water, and that's going to do a great job on getting rid of all that caked-on dirt. So you gently scrub the screen with a soft bristled brush, and then you follow up by wiping with a lint-free cloth, because that's going to help you avoid rusting on the screen. Then if there's any brass sections, you want to polish that with a brass cleaner and a lint-free cloth, and I'm telling you that screen is going to glow just like your fire and create the most perfect mood for a cozy winter holiday season. So get to it and enjoy those fires.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, it's not a very glamorous job, but sooner or later, everyone has to unclog a toilet. Now, clearing a toilet doesn't have to be an ordeal. We're going to share tips to get it done the easy way on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
CastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 20 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from CastaBeam Internet, bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream from home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day to you. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right, free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competition's startup costs. And there's no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call CastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.